Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book as Simplify, How the Best Businesses in the World Succeed by Richard Koch and Greg Lockwood is a business strategy book that argues a single, repeatable driver sits behind many breakthrough companies' simplification, rather than treating simplicity as a design preference or a cost-cutting slogan. The authors present it as a competitive method that can reshape industries, attract mass demand, and generate outsized returns, drawing on widely known examples of modern market leaders and on Koch's long-standing interest in the 80-20 principle. The book frames simplification as a deliberate choice about what to remove, what to standardize, and what to make effortless for customers. It is written for entrepreneurs, executives, and investors who want a clear lens for deciding where to compete and how to build a model that scales. The purpose is practical help readers pick a simplifying path, redesign operations around it, and sustain advantage as competitors respond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, simplification as the core engine of standout business success. The book's central claim is that many of the most valuable and influential businesses win by making something dramatically simpler than the industry norm. Simplifying is not presented as a superficial polishing step at the end of product development. It is positioned as a strategic act that changes the economics of a market and the experience of the customer at the same time. When a company removes friction, complexity, confusing options, or unnecessary steps, it often unlocks a larger audience and higher usage. That expansion can create a flywheel: more customers generate more scale, which can fund further improvements and reinforce the simple offer. The authors also stress that simplification is relative. It works best when it contrasts sharply with what incumbent firms do, especially when an industry has accumulated layers of features, pricing rules, or distribution constraints over time. The practical implication is that simplicity can be a disruptive wedge. It can help a challenger overtake leaders because it reframes what customers should expect and makes old ways feel burdensome. The book uses case-based reasoning to show how simplifying can create new categories or widen existing ones. Secondly, two primary routes price simplifying versus proposition simplifying. A key framework in Simplify is the distinction between two broad strategies. Price simplifying focuses on delivering the essential job to be done with fewer frills and lower cost, enabling a meaningfully lower price. The value comes from stripping out non-essentials, standardizing, and building an operating model designed for efficiency. Proposition simplifying takes the other route. It makes the product or service easier, more intuitive, and more attractive, often supporting a premium price because customers experience higher value with less effort. The book emphasizes that these are not vague labels. Each strategy implies different trade-offs in design, operations, marketing, and customer selection. A business that tries to blend both paths without clarity can end up with the costs of a premium offer and the pricing of a budget offer. The authors therefore push readers to commit to one direction and build the whole business system accordingly. This helps guide decisions such as what features to keep, how to structure the customer journey, how to set expectations, and where to invest. The framework also clarifies competition. A company must anticipate whether rivals will attack through lower price simplicity or better experience simplicity, and respond in a way consistent with its chosen path. Thirdly, redesigning the business system around the simplifying idea. Once a company identifies its simplifying idea, it must align its business model and operating processes so the simplicity is real and sustainable. That includes how the product is built, how it is delivered, how customer support works, and how the organization makes decisions. The book describes a structured approach to business process redesign that helps translate the simplifying strategy into practical steps, such as clarifying the customer promise, removing internal complexity that customers indirectly pay for, and ensuring that the simplified offer can scale without quality collapsing. This system view matters because customers do not experience a business in silos. A simple interface paired with confusing pricing or slow fulfillment does not feel simple. Likewise, a low price promise collapses if hidden costs and exceptions creep into operations. The authors highlight that true simplification often requires choosing what not to do, reducing variation, and building repeatable routines. When done well, the result is a business that can grow faster because the model is easier to replicate across teams, geographies, and channels, while also being easier for customers to adopt and recommend. Fourthly, using the 80-20 principle to cut complexity and focus effort. Richard Koch is closely associated with the 80-20 principle, and Simplify connects that logic to strategic and operational simplification. The core idea is that a minority of activities, products, or customers often drive the majority of results. In the context of simplification, this becomes a discipline for deciding what to keep and what to remove, instead of treating every feature, segment, or marketing channel as equally important. The book encourages identifying the few elements that create most customer value or most profit, then building the simplified proposition around them. This focus can reduce bloated product lines, eliminate distracting initiatives, and clarify messaging. It can also improve execution by concentrating resources on what truly differentiates the business. Importantly, the 80-20 framing is not only about cost-cutting. It also supports proposition simplification by highlighting which improvements will be felt most strongly by customers and which refinements will be barely noticed. For growth, it pushes leaders to simplify choices for the customer, not just for the company. When customers face fewer, clearer options and a more direct path to value, adoption rises. The payoff is a simpler organization and a more compelling market offer, both powered by deliberate prioritization. Lastly, how simplifiers defend their advantage and expand into larger markets. The book also addresses the reality that simplification attracts imitation. Once a company proves that a simpler offer wins, incumbents and fast followers try to replicate it or undermine it. Simplify, therefore, discusses the need to make the simplifying move structural, so it is difficult to copy quickly. That often means redesigning the business system so costs, speed, and customer experience are reinforced by the operating model, not by isolated tactics. The authors also link simplification with market expansion. A simplified product can become more universal because it removes barriers that previously kept large groups of people from buying, using, or trusting the category. This is one reason simplification can create new markets rather than merely stealing share. To capture that upside, the company must scale distribution and awareness without reintroducing complexity. The book highlights the importance of practical execution. Simplifying is creative, but it must be implemented through disciplined choices, coherent positioning, and an operating approach that supports growth. For many businesses, the ambition is to move from a promising concept to a repeatable model that can travel across regions and customer segments. Done well, simplification becomes a long-term advantage rather than a one-time launch story. In conclusion, Simplify is best suited to entrepreneurs designing a new offer. Executives trying to restart growth in a mature company, product and operations leaders dealing with complexity creep, and investors evaluating whether a business model can scale cleanly, the primary benefit is a clarifying lens. It helps readers see that simplicity is not a cosmetic improvement but a strategic position that can widen demand, sharpen differentiation, and improve economics. By separating price simplifying from proposition simplifying, the book gives a concrete way to choose a path and avoid mixed signals that confuse customers and burden operations. It also connects simplification to execution, emphasizing that the advantage comes from aligning the whole business system, not from slogans about being simple. Compared with many innovation and disruption books, Simplify is more focused on a single unifying principle and on how that principle translates into business model choices. It stands out in the strategy category because it integrates customer experience, operational design, and competitive dynamics under one decision: what complexity to remove and why. Readers will come away with a practical method for auditing offerings, narrowing priorities using 80-20 thinking, and redesigning processes so the promise of simplicity is delivered consistently as the company grows. If you would like to support Richard Koch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.